This is Pro Blogger.
Hey there and welcome to episode 187 of the Pro Blogger podcast. My name's Darren Rouse and I'm the blogger behind ProBlogger.com, a blog, podcast, event, job board and a series of ebooks all designed to help you as a blogger to grow your audience. But first to start your blog, to grow your audience and then to create some amazing content that's going to help people to improve their lives in some way. That's going to make the world better, but also hopefully be sustainable for you to build some profit into your blog. You can learn more about ProBlogger and all that we do over at ProBlogger.com. Now, in today's lesson, I want to talk to you about written content versus other mediums, other types of content. And I want to respond to a few questions that I've been getting lately about which medium is best to focus upon and if there's any future in the written word. Is the future of written content dead? That's a question I had a few times at Social Media Marketing World last week, and so I want to address it in today's podcast. You can find today's show notes where I will have some further listening, some further reading over at ProBlogger.com/podcast/187. Now, before I get into today's show, I have been hinting over the last few episodes that I'll have some news for you about this year's ProBlogger events in Australia and the USA. And how you can get some early bird tickets to both of those. And so today I'm pleased to announce what we're doing. I'm going to give you some further reading if you are interested over in those show notes. But if you're in Australia, we're running two events this year. We've got Pat Flynn coming out to speak from Smart Passive Income. He's coming out to Brisbane and Melbourne on consecutive weeks. So Brisbane is the 29th and 30th of July, and Melbourne is the 5th and 6th of August. There's two options for tickets in both of those cities as well. So we're doing two-day events, as you'll know. The first day in both cities is a larger, a single stream day with seven sessions. And Pat, myself, and some other special guests will be teaching you on the topic of monetizing blogs. We're going to be specifically talking about the different models that you can do, some content tips, some traffic tips, some engagement tips, and a little bit about conversion, making the money from all of that stuff. So that's the first day. It's everyone in the same room. We'll have 100 plus people on that day, potentially even more. And then on the Sunday, the second day, there's an option to upgrade your ticket to come to a mastermind day. And again, these will be with Pat, myself, and some other experienced bloggers. It's going to be limited to 32 people for that second day. So we'll give you an opportunity to really drill down into your blog, into your business, to talk to Pat, myself, and some of these other experts that we're bringing in to strategize, to plan, and to really brainstorm what it is that you need to do to grow your business. So much more intimate kind of thing. So those two cities, Melbourne and Brisbane, that's the format. We'll do the same thing in both events with slightly different speakers in addition to Pat and myself. Now, I have to say, the Melbourne Mastermind is already sold out. It sold out in a few hours when we launched it. But there are, as I record, there's still a few tickets left for the Mastermind in Brisbane. And then there's plenty of tickets for day one of both of those events. We should be able to accommodate most people who want to come to those first days. So if you're in Australia, check out ProBlogger.com/events. ProBlogger.com/events. And for the next week or so, you'll get a $100 early bird discount on both types of tickets there. Now, if you're in the US, as I know about half of our listeners are, I'm co-presenting or co-hosting an event in Dallas in October. It's the 24th and 25th of October, and it's in partnership with some friends of mine called the Digital Collab. And we're calling the event, it's kind of a partnership of both of our different businesses, and we're calling it the Success Incubator. And again, I've got a link for you on that as well. If you go to ProBlogger.com/success, ProBlogger.com/success. There's a $50 discount at present for early birds. That event's going to be a combination of some practical, actionable teaching, but also some mastermind type experiences as well. We will be giving you a bit more information on that in the next few weeks, but at the moment, you can get that early bird offer. So again, if you're in Australia, ProBlogger.com/events. If you're in America, ProBlogger.com/success. Okay, that's all I've got to say on the events. I would love to see you there. It's the highlight of my year doing these events. It's probably the best thing that I think I do. So if you get some value from this podcast, you're going to love what we do at those events because it's very similar. I'm trying to do practical actionable stuff that you're going to get a lot of value at. And some of my best online friends will be there to deliver that value as well, in addition to what I've got to present. Okay, that's enough of the events. You can find today's show notes over at problogger.com/podcast/187, where I'll link to both of those event types as well. Okay, that's the longest introduction I've ever done. I'm not going to do that in every show, that's for sure. But I want to get on to today's show now, where we're going to talk about written content.
Creating great content. Finding an audience. Building engagement. Monetizing your blog. This is ProBlogger.
Okay, so just a little word of warning. I'm completely jet lagged out of my head. I got back from Social Media Marketing Word a couple of days ago in San Diego, 25 hours both ways. Those of you who are in the Facebook group will know that I pretty much, every time I had a layover, I answered questions in the group. And I want to thank those of you who kept me company over that particular trip. That was a crazy trip home, and I am pretty tired. But I want to get into today's show. We're talking about written content. And the reason I want to talk about it is because at Social Media Marketing World, I reckon I had about 10 conversations with people about written content and whether it has a future. And people were coming up and going, you know, is written content dead? Everyone at Social Media Marketing World is talking about video. There was whole streams about podcasts. There was lots of streams about visual content. And there weren't really a lot of sessions on written content. And people were saying, you know, is it dead? Is there a future in it? And so that's why I want to talk about it today. And to do so, I want to rewind the clocks back to 2002 and my first blog. Now, whilst that first blog, it was called Living Room, it's not online anymore. The other day, I was actually looking back as part of my preparation for my talk at Social Media Marketing World, and I went on to one of my favorite tools, the Internet Archive, which is a tool that records what sites used to look like in the past. It's actually recording what it looks like every few months. And so once your site's in there, it will continue to sort of grab what things look like on your site right now. So I went back as far as I could on the Internet Archive to find what my blog looked like, that first original blog looked like. I got to it eventually when I remembered what the URL was, because it was on Blogspot when I first had it. And as I was looking at it, I found myself really cringing, partly because of the horrible design. I hacked it together myself, and I'm not a designer at all. And back then, I was even less of a designer. I also cringed at the spelling mistakes and some of the naivety of what I was doing on the blog at the time. But as I was looking at it, I was amazed by a couple of things. The main thing that I was amazed about was the complete lack of visual content on that blog. The front page had 10 posts on it, and not a single one of them had anything other than text. The only visuals on the front page of my blog were a tiny little series of 100 by 100 pixels that I put in the header of my design. These tiny little images, which, if memory serves me correctly, took me days to get those images right up there in the design. So that was the only visual on the whole site. Every blog post I had was text. And it really, to me, stood out as being very different to what my blogs look like today. If you go to my blogs today, ProBlogger, for instance, you'll see there's video on the front page and on key pages around the site. Every single post has images. There's obviously a podcast on there as well. It's a much more of a multimedia experience. Now, back then in 2002, I didn't use images or any other mediums at all for a number of reasons. Firstly, people just didn't do that back then. I do remember a few bloggers who were doing visual stuff, but really not many at all. Most bloggers that I was reading were doing purely text as well. Dial-up internet, that's what I was on at the time in 2002, so that made it hard to upload images. I remember, you know, trying to upload an image at one stage, even those 100 by 100 pixels, it was really slow to get them up there. And then any time that I did start to do images, I would get pushback from my readers, because some of my readers were on dial-up as well, and they really didn't like it when I did use images. I don't know if you remember those days when you would load up a website with images on it, and the images would load line by line. It would take, if it was a big image, it would take 5 or 10 minutes to see the images. And I guess the other reason that people weren't doing multimedia, video and audio in particular, was that the tools to do that were were pretty primitive back then. This is pre-YouTube. This is pre-iTunes. And the tools to make that type of content were pretty primitive as well. So it was possible to do it, but it was pretty hard to do. So things have changed a lot since 2002 when I started blogging. You know, today, not a blog post goes by on my blogs where there's not at least a single image. It's a rule I have. We have to have an image in every post. And then, of course, I'm doing a weekly podcast. We're doing live videos over on Facebook and embedding some of those into content on the blogs as well. And playing with different types of mediums, some infographics and other visual content as well. The web today is just so much more visual, and the tools at our fingertips are so powerful. The fact that I can get my phone out and go live onto Facebook is just amazing. It's so much easier to create content, to edit that content today. And there's this expectation amongst our readers today that if content isn't at the very least visual, then it's often seen as second rate. So as a result, we're seeing a lot more bloggers shifting their attention to audio, to visual, to live content, and sort of visual content as well. And as a result, I'm starting to see some of my friends shift away, or at least decreasing their reliance on the written word. So hence the question I've been getting this year at Social Media Marketing World: is the future of text, of written content, gloomy? Is written content dead? Now, I don't think it is. I really don't think it is. What I think's been happening over the last 5 years is a needed realignment to get the balance right between the different mediums. If we look over the last few decades of mainstream media, even before the rise of the internet, we've always seen room for text, you know, newspapers, magazines, and largely a textual kind of content with images as well, I guess. We've always had, over the last few decades, room for audio, radio. We've always had room for video over the last few decades, at least, with television and movies, whether that be live television or recorded television. So as we look back in history, we've always had these types of content sitting side by side, at least over the last few decades since television came out. So we've always had them sitting side by side, but there have been periods of time where certain mediums have dominated, and we've seen the rise and the fall of different mediums, but none of them have ever completely died off. And over the last decade, we've seen, of course, a massive shift to the internet. Now, it's so much easier to produce all of these different types of content on the internet. You know, in comparison to 2002, it's so much easier to do video. And so I think what's been happening as we've seen the rise of audio, and particularly the rise of video, is just a realignment. I actually think it's going to balance out, and we will see a place in another few years where these three different types of content, or four different types if you include visual, sort of sit side by side. So at the moment, it does seem like video is everything. We're seeing, you know, Facebook putting a lot of time into video as well. But I think things will balance out again, particularly with the web getting faster and faster, and more of the world getting access to fast internet. We're going to see things continue to rise, perhaps for audio and video for the next little while, but written content's not going away. I actually think at the moment, written content is still the dominant, or at least in the top two types of content that people are consuming online today. We have seen a rise in video, but I think written content is still perhaps the most popular, if not the second most popular.
Creating great content and building your audience. This is ProBlogger.
So there's a few reasons I would give you that I don't think written content's going away. And for me, the main reason for this is that some people simply prefer written content to anything else. Now, I saw this when I launched this podcast. When I launched this podcast, I was really excited about it. I was really excited about audio because I'm an audio kind of person. I learn best through listening to someone. But when I launched it, whilst I got some really positive feedback, I also got quite a few of my readers who were a bit angry that I was starting to do audio. And they pushed back. I got a number of emails in that first week or so, and in the weeks afterwards, from people saying, I don't listen to audio. And when I do the same thing with video, when I do a Facebook Live and I link to it in our newsletter, I get emails from people saying, I don't watch video. And there's a variety of reasons why they don't. For some, it's accessibility. They're on slower internet. Some, it's they don't have an iPhone and they don't know how to listen to the audio, or they don't want to download an app to listen to it, or they don't want to do that. And for some people, it's just a preference. Some people learn best through the written word. And that's why we've added transcripts for all of our podcasts. But the reality is some people just prefer an article to listening to something or to watching something. And this is not going away. You know, the written word is not going away because some people just are going to be searching for that type of content. So for me, that's the number one reason. There's other reasons as well. For now, the type of content that search engines present most in their results, and this is changing a little, is written content. If you do a search for anything in Google on google.com, you will find that Google is presenting, yes, a few videos, and they're starting to include some visuals in their search results, but still the vast majority of what they're indexing is text and written content. And that may be partly because there's more written content on the internet than video, but Google is still showing more of that. And I think that is another good reason to continue to create written content. Another reason that I think written content is great is that it's scannable. Most people can scan an article much quicker than they can watch a video or listen to a podcast. Now, you can speed up a YouTube clip. You can double the speed of a YouTube clip. Some of you listen to this podcast at 1.5 times speed or even 2 times speed, but there's only so far you can speed up listening. And it's very hard to find an exact moment in a podcast. You can't scan it and go, yeah, that bit looks interesting. I'm going to just go straight to that. Same with video, unless the creator of that video or audio goes to the effort of marking when things happen. They do timestamps. In most cases, written content, you can take a quick scan and go, yeah, I want to read that section. And that's another advantage of written word. And yes, we'll see some changes in this. We'll perhaps see Google indexing video and audio in a better way that helps people to be able to sort of scan it and find the right bit that's relevant for them. But for now, written content is the best in terms of that. Text also allows you to really comprehensively cover an idea. Now, of course, this can be done in other mediums too. But I think people are used to reading those comprehensive pieces of content. At least some people are. You know, I've got books that take, you know, hours or days to get through. My last holidays, I read a book that took me several days to read. So that really long form content, people are used to. They have the mindset that they're willing to really invest time into reading. In terms of video content, perhaps people aren't quite as used to that, although we're seeing changes with this. I know with live streaming, people are now binging on video content a lot more. So things are changing in that regard, but I think text does allow you to comprehensively cover an idea in a way that people are used to and willing to invest time into. Text is still perhaps the most accessible type of content for many people today. In terms of internet speeds, we do see some parts of the world that are on slower internet speeds than others, and text opens up a way of communicating with those people. I think text builds credibility. I'm not saying video and audio don't, but I think it does build credibility. People are impressed by the written word. Written content is also really easy to create, and this is another advantage for the written word, I think. Whilst it's very easy these days to create and edit video, it does take more work to get that to a final point where you can publish it. And it's something that takes a certain level of technical expertise, and as compared to written content where you can open up a WordPress document and type it straight in, and then you can edit it on the fly as well. And you can even go back and edit it once you've already published. And I guess that's the other advantage of text for me. In comparison to audio or video, once it's published, it's really hard to go back in and edit it. And sometimes I'll be listening to my own podcast and think, oh my gosh, I can't believe I made that mistake. And I could go back and edit it, but it would take so much more work than it does to edit a blog post, for example. So look, there's a variety of reasons why I don't think written content's going away, either from a consumer standpoint or from a creator standpoint as well.
How to build and monetize your blog. This is ProBlogger.
Now, I'm sure other people would give me some other benefits of written content. And if you've got any, I'd love to hear them in the comments over on the show notes or on the Facebook group. But I do want to say, I'm not arguing that it should be the only medium. I'm not arguing that written content is the best medium even, that everyone should be creating it even. But I just want to emphasize that I don't think it's going away. I see a lot of hype about how video is going to be the only thing that we consume online. And I personally don't see that day coming. I actually personally think I will always listen to podcasts. I prefer audio. There's certain types of content I prefer to read. I don't have all day to sit and watch videos to find the snippets that I really need to learn about. I want to be able to scan content. And so I don't think written content is going away. And whilst I've just argued the case for written, I think there are also some real benefits of having other types of content as well. You know, I guess the way I look at it is it's like a tool belt. I want in my online content creation to be able to pull out written content, to be able to produce video, to be able to produce audio, to be able to produce visual content at the right time. Each medium has its strengths, and to be able to create them all enables us as communicators, as online entrepreneurs, to communicate more effectively at the right time. You know, for example, let's just go through the different types of content. I've just argued the case for written content, but let's think about visual content. Visual content is really good today. Obviously, it's a very visual web, but what I found is the visual content helps you to get shared. It helps you to get exposure. It helps you to become known. You know, people share visuals on Pinterest, Instagram, Google Images help us to become known and found through visual content. So creating visual is really important because it helps us to become more known, it helps us to become shared. Video is great also for being found. We're seeing video coming into the search engine results more and more. But for me, the strength of video is that it helps us to be liked. You know, we talk about visual content helps us to be known. I think video helps us to be liked. It shows who we are. It shows people our expertise. It shows people our sense of humor, our delivery style. It helps us to become liked. It helps us to build credibility. It helps us also to illustrate ideas and processes in a way that text sometimes struggles to do. To be able to show someone, you know, this is how I do something. That's something that you can do in text, but it's so much easier sometimes in video. So video is really good in that. For me, audio, the strength of audio is it's incredibly personal. You know, I lost count of the number of times at social media marketing world that people came up to me and said, you know what, I feel like I talk to you every week. I feel like we have conversations. I feel like I know you on a deeper level. And there's something very intimate about, you know, putting earbuds into your ears and listening to the voice of someone. It helps people to make a connection with you on a really deeper level. It helps people to build trust with you. We often talk about, you know, people want to know, like, and trust, you know. We want to be known. We want to be liked. We want to be trusted. Now, for me, if you're using these different types of mediums, it enables you to be known, to be liked and trusted, particularly if you bring these different types of mediums together. So I guess what I'm trying to say here is there's real advantages of text, but there's also real advantages of these other mediums as well. And if possible, gather as many skills as you can in these different areas, because it's something very powerful happens when you bring those things together. Now, my friend Colin Gray, he spoke at our Australian event last year, Pro Blogger event last year. He has a blog, a podcast called The Podcast Host. And at last year's event in Australia, he talked about something that I'd never heard anyone talk about before. And he called it content stacking. Content stacking as a way to communicate more effectively. He talked about designing a series of content or a season of content that takes people through a number of pieces of content or a number of different types of content. So he talked about bringing written word, podcast, video, visual content together to create a stack of content that leads people through a learning process. I think it's really an interesting idea. And ever since I heard him talking about that, it's something that I've been wanting to do more and more of. I'll link in the show notes today an article that Colin wrote on that particular topic. In fact, it's actually a series of articles that he wrote on that topic. And I've really been digging into that series. And on ProBlogger, we're going to be exploring content stacking a little bit more in the coming months. You're going to see us roll out some content that is stacked. It'll take us a couple of months to get it together, but you're going to see us put together some content that's written content and audio content and video content and some visual content as well that will walk you through a process over on ProBlogger. It's something we're putting together at the moment. We'll present it almost like a course, but I could see it being done on a blog as well. So I really encourage you to really grapple with bringing the different types of content together, but don't throw out written content. Is written content dead? No way. Keep creating it. There's so many reasons to do it. Should it be the only topic content you create? This is really going to come down to your goals, but I think most bloggers today should be mixing their mediums. They shouldn't be just creating single medium blogs. I still think there is a place for single medium blogs. You know, someone like Seth Godin is a great example. Seth Godin is a gifted writer. He writes really well, and his articles are short, they're punchy, they're succinct, but they're powerful. And I think he presents those articles in a really way. He's a gifted writer, and so that's all he does. You go look at his blog, it looks like my blog did in 2002. There's no images on it at all, apart from in his sidebar. You know, he's got his bald head and his glasses, part of his brand. But really, the vast majority of the content he's creating is written content. So it can be done that you just focus on one medium. You know, if you are an amazing writer, write. If you're a gifted video maker, go with video. If your audio is your skill, be a podcaster. There's no rules. You can focus on one of the mediums. But I think most bloggers today are bringing these different types of medias together. But don't give up on the written word. I guess that's my message for today. Don't give up on the written word. It still does have a big place on the web today.
You're listening to Pro Blogger.
Now, if you want to listen to a little bit more, explore some of these things a little bit more, I've got two podcast episodes for you to go back and listen to. There's firstly episode 97. I talk about embeddable content. And I think this is the easiest way to get multimedia onto your blog today. Some of you are listening to this and going, yeah, I do written word, but I don't know how to do visuals. I don't know how to do video. I don't know how to do audio. The easiest way to get those different types of mediums onto your blog is to embed content that other people have created. You go to YouTube and find the best video possible. 99% of those videos on YouTube, you can embed onto your blog. The content creators want you to embed that content on your blog. And this is the easiest way to get these different mediums onto your blog alongside that written content that you've created. So if you want to learn more about embeddable content, go back and listen to episode 97 of the ProBlogger podcast. It's sitting there in iTunes, or you can go over to the show notes as well. And I talk about some of the different types of content that you can be embedding onto your blog. The other one that you might want to listen to is episode 134, which is one where I talked about how to choose which social network, but also which medium is best for your blog. If you're just starting out and you want to experiment with adding a different type of medium into your blog, but you don't know whether you should do video, or you don't know whether you should do audio, or you should do something else, that episode 134 is one that you can go back and listen to. And it asks you some questions. It gives you some questions to begin to explore which medium might be best for you. Hopefully they're helpful for you. That's episode 97 and episode 134. Otherwise, dig into the archives. There's 186 previous episodes of this podcast, so there's plenty to listen to. And lastly, don't forget to join the ProBlogger Facebook group. We've seen an explosion of people joining that group over the last little while. And if you want to find it, I've set up a redirect for you to make it easier for you to find. Just type into your browser, problogger.com/group. And you'll be forwarded straight to that group. Thanks for listening. Look forward to chatting with you further in the ProBlogger Facebook group or over on the show notes as well. You can find today's show notes at problogger.com/podcast/187.
You've been listening to ProBlogger. If you'd like to comment on any of today's topics or subscribe to the series, find us at problogger.com/podcast. Tweet us at ProBlogger. Find us at facebook.com/ProBlogger or search ProBlogger on iTunes.
This episode of the ProBlogger podcast was edited by the team at Podcast Motor, who offer a great range of services, including helping you to set up and launch your podcast, as well as ongoing editing and production of the podcast that you produce. You can check them out at podcastmotor.com.